Welcome to Running It Back with Pack and Zach, the show that takes a weekly look at the game of football. Welcome to Running It Back with Pack and Zach, the show that takes a weekly look at sports. I'm Mr. Zach Hirsch, and together with my co-host, former NFL All-Pro Adam Pac-Man Jones, we'll tell you everything you need to know about the biggest stories in sports. This week, we previewed the NCAA Final Four for both men and women. Running It Back is presented by BetOnline. Now, Pack and Zach. What's up, guys? Mystic Zach here. Welcome back to Packin' Zach.
You smell me.
What's good, Pac-Man? I didn't hit my line yesterday after this Caitlin Clark masterclass.
I know. It was a real masterclass yesterday. Yesterday, she separated herself from last year. Last year, it wasn't as explicit, I would say, as yesterday's performance. This was a real performance. She showed why she is the best player in the country. I don't know if she's going to win a ring. I just truly don't know if she's going to win a ring. Because UConn is not. Who's there? UConn is there.
Yeah.
UConn is there. They going to be there too. Yeah. And not. Who's there? NC State. So it's a lot of more basketball to be played. But that was a hell of a performance. Do I think LSU played the best ball they can play? No, I do not. At certain times of the game, they look a little lazy. They didn't look in shape, I should say. And I love LSU. I was going for LSU. Everybody know that. But that's what I got at the game. She's a superstar. I'm not taking nothing against her. But, like, I've been watching a lot of girls play college basketball during this whole tournament. Besides yesterday, she really didn't separate herself. But yesterday, she showed us something that we haven't seen. I haven't seen. The step back, boom, crossover, boom, beat her to the spot, boom, come back again, boom, 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 come back again, boom. Like, she was in rhythm. It was her day. I think she showed out, man. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. She is the real deal. I will say that.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can, baby.
Big time performance in a big time spot. God, picked poor Haley Van Leet for LSU. Picked her apart. God, tortured her. I think she's regretting
like transferring
to LSU now. It didn't make it. Why not? I don't understand why. At the end, they started to press up more, switch everything. They were putting FloJ on her. All of that worked way better. FloJ has that athleticism to contest some shots and some height. I didn't like the matchup at all.
Like, it should have been a boxing one. Like, somebody else beat us. I think LSU went in a little big head and played her man-to-man. Shit. She had wide open.
With your smallest defender.
Didn't make no sense.
Gotta put somebody on her
that's athletic, that can run. And LSU got a lot of kids that's athletic and that's really good. So,
makes an adjustment in, like, the second quarter. I don't understand. Yeah. They did it the last 2 minutes. I don't know. They were doing the same thing, expecting different results. So.
Yeah, man, but it was a good game. Neither there or here. LSU had a good season.
It's over now, right? So
it's over with now. Let's see if Iowa can continue this.
Tough to argue too much with Kim Mulkey's coaching, right? Probably the best female college basketball coach ever. Four women's basketball. She's up there with the best. Four championships.
She's by far the best. And her swag is the best.
Yeah.
And she loves the kids.
Too.
Yes, I love her.
And
bro.
Great player.
Yes.
Her highlights are tough.
Neither here or there.
You've seen them.
She got that Dion vibe to her. Soul, country, lovable, family. That's who you want to go play for.
Yeah. She'll get these kids back on track. We'll see who declares to the draft, who comes back for college. If I'm Angel Reese, I'm staying. Way more money.
Why would you go?
I have no idea.
I don't see I don't see the reason for at least the women to come out early. because they are making way more money in college than they are making their first 2 years in the league. I think what is the minimum? $150,000 that you make with the signing and everything? Yeah, it makes sense to go back to school.
Yeah, I would say in school. And there's just way more eyes on women's college basketball. 12.3 million viewers packed. Most viewed women's game of all time. More viewed than any game from the NBA Finals this past year.
Ooh,
and it's ESPN's most viewed basketball game in, like, I think since 2020.
That's big. And I think a lot of that have to do with two schools got two of their teams in it. UConn and NC State. Girls and boys. I don't know when the last time that happened in history, but I'm betting my money to NC State make it, even if they don't make it.
If they beat South Carolina.
I'm betting it. And I know how good South Carolina is. I'm talking about
they're undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about both sides. You think NC State?
I'm talking about both sides. I'm saying NC State.
They beat Purdue.
I'm betting with them. Yes. It's just somebody in the water, bro.
NC State final. There you go. That's a bold take.
1,500. 1,500. 1,500 to one. What?
There you go.
1,000 on 150 bands. That's crazy. Right now, y'all heard what I said.
Plus 1,500. I'm excited for UConn, Iowa, too. Paige Buchers, savage guard at UConn. Savage. That's a great matchup. 10 out of 10. The odds are super close.
Alabama snuck in there, too.
Beating North Carolina like that.
Yeah, but I don't think they got a chance in hell with UConn. UConn is a real
hell
team.
No. Who does?
Bro, they're good, bro. That's an NBA team. NBA team.
I've never seen such a good team all around in college basketball.
They're really good, bro.
It's ridiculous. Left in the tournament, you've got four guys in starting lineup are probably like four of the six best players out of these four teams. I mean, they went on a 30-0 run against Illinois. 30-0.
It's some good players in here too, bro. Hey, listen. I just like the kid, bro. DJ Burns. What is it?
Shout out.
What is it? NC State.
2,200. Plus 2,200.
Final Four most outstanding. Bro, this big ass fucking bull. Do you see how he just use his body, get a layup, get a rebound, get another layup, shoot a jump shot. I'm like, goddamn.
Well, what do you think about this DJ Burns NFL talk?
Is it possible? I went and Googled. I ain't seen no football highlights. I don't know if he ever played football. I don't know if he know how to get down in the stands. I don't know if he ever caught a pass. I don't know if he can block. I don't know if he is aggressive.
You're saying left tackle?
Football is a whole different sport.
They said NFL teams are interested in that they would host a tryout.
Football player.
Yeah.
Bro, them guys up front are high assassins, bro. You got to be mentally different. It's just like going sitting on the front line.
But we've seen like left tackles come from weird play. Like the Eagles went out and got Jordan Mailata in the 7th round, who's a rugby player. I don't think I'd ever played American football.
That's different. Rugby
is
interesting.
Rugby's tough, though. Yeah, it is different. But we've seen NBA guys, but they're usually tight ends.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Little tight different. Ends are wide receivers. Yeah. It's hard to get in them trenches, bro. You got guys pulling.
That's tough.
Like, you got to have some
kind
of...
But when you think about it, being 6'9", 285, with his footwork...
Doesn't matter if Aaron Donald is coming off full speed and hitting his ass right in the top of his head.
Yeah. But if you're a coach he's got a dream physique. No Diddy.
Silence for Diddy. All right, now what were we talking about again?
DJ Burns, NFL.
Did you see the other interview came out? If you with me, I'm going to know if you with me. If you ain't with me, you can just be silent. Big dick. Oh.
Dude, there's a video of him trying to touch Mike Tyson.
Hey, bro, Tyson, do not fucking play with Mike Tyson, bro. Do not fucking
yo,
play with
he's, he had, hey, bro, yo, bro, shows Tyson no one was willing living to fuck on this him.
Fucking show, bro. Don't say shit about Mike Tyson on this show.
No, did you see Mike Tyson, like, put him in his place, though? He, like, lifted his hand up and...
Hey, did you see the other one where it said, if you go to a Diddy party, leave when Diddy come in, so you're supposed to leave, like, 15 minutes early?
Facts. Facts. I did that. Yeah. It's not a Diddy party until Diddy shows bro. Up.
Hey, bro. Sick.
Sick. Yeah, sick for sure. Yeah, you're going DJ Burns. I'm looking, and it's crazy. Bet online odds.
Hey, hold on. Did you see what Superhead said? That it was some funny stuff going on, too.
Who's Superhead?
She's before your time. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. I like the nickname. Oh,
all these people that's going to see this, they're going to be like, this fucking guy right here. This fucking guy. This the fucking guy. Well, this guy right here haven't done nothing with Slick Slays. All right. Let me let it go. 5,000 to 1 on her. All right, let's get back to it. Let's go, Zach.
Most outstanding player, Final Four. UConn dominating this. I mean, 4 out of the top 5 are UConn. Number 2, Zach Edey, +220. Zach Edey is one of the most interesting players I've seen in college basketball. He's 7'4". He just put up, what, a 40-piece. He was the only player to do anything. His teammates went 3 of 15 from 3. And he's still getting disrespected hard by everyone. Some people say he's the best college basketball player of this century.
Shit.
Some people say he's a bum.
Until he
see
DJ Burns. Until he see Big... Big DJ Burns. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to be a good matchup. He is wide, and it's hard to get around him. I'm just telling you that right now. All that finesse shit that was going on last week, it will not happen.
Yeah, but...
With DJ.
Yeah, we'll get to the line. Zach Edey, over, under, 10.5 free throws. What are you going with?
I'll foul his ass, too.
Big boy.
I say over 10.
Yeah. He's a free throw merchant. He gets, like, every call, even though he's so big.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. I picked Purdue in my final and everything. I hate that I didn't pick them to win. But, Not, I think UConn's gonna win, but at least it would have been nice to have my, you know, my team alive.
Well,
but,
yeah. I picked UConn to win in my bracket.
That's still Donovan, alive. So had, I'm rooting for Purdue, for so I, at least I look decent. I don't
it's
look
easy
so
for
stupid,
me to say Dunn gonna win the MVP of the championship, but
yeah,
I went across
that's
the water.
That's a matchup.
And, yeah, but DJ
Dunn against Edey or DJ Burns is a matchup.
I know, but if
we got a lot of bigs.
If DJ get there and win it, if they can just some kind of way win the game, this is a great payout right here, bro.
Bro, the worst part about this is that, like, oh my God, the only person I saw pick NC State to make a deep run is fucking Joe Biden. You know Joe Biden didn't fill out his bracket. Who's telling him? Who's going to win
man,
what?
Joe Biden ain't filling out no goddamn bracket.
He's not filling out no goddamn bracket. Yo, he's got like a 99 percentile type bracket.
You got,
he fucking beat us.
And you got your American, Let's Make American Great coat back on today.
I'm on my Olympic shit.
Hey, I like Trump. I'm voting for Trump. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah. You know.
This show don't have nothing to do with politics. Sorry. Sports and
none do politics, but Joe Biden did fill out a bracket and he did have NC State as a Cinderella team and he did pick UConn to win it and that pisses me off. He did not fill that shit out. I want
to
know who
Joe
told
to
him
NC State
about NC
definitely
State.
Gonna give Purdue a run for their money. I'm telling you, man, DJ, that boy is not gonna do DJ like that, bro.
Yeah.
No way. No.
We'll
way.
See. It's fun. It's fun. I don't know if it's Zach quite as good player, as the women's, but it's fun. Look,
Zach, Zach, good player.
He's got a great name.
Yeah, I guess he do.
That's gonna That's be a why good I'm game. Rocking with him.
Yeah, you're a little biased on that one.
Yeah, can Bama stick with this 11.5 against UConn?
Man, you can blow everybody out until they just don't want to play.
30-0 run.
Yeah, like, I don't think Alabama have a chance. They say SEC is basketball and football. UConn always been basketball. I'll just say
always.
Let's not forget that. Even when they was in the Big East, they was all basketball. Yeah. Nothing.
Cardiac Kemba, Shabazz Napier, men's and women's. Yeah.
So, Alabama, good school. Nick Saban just retired.
Yeah.
That ship there down there. That's Colorado is the new Alabama.
There you go.
So I'm going with, you know, I'm going with UConn. I already got UConn.
Yeah, UConn. It's a lot of points, but and Bama beat North Carolina. I mean, that's a great win.
Yeah.
And Clemson was Bama tough too. And Mark Sears is very good. Mark Sears is a very good point guard. He's very similar to Jalen Brunson for the Knicks. Small, yeah, shifty, good shot, lefty. He's got a lot of tools. And the white boy, I forget his name, really good, 7-footer. Had a really clutch block in North Carolina. They've got some players. But yeah, UConn is a super team for college basketball. They're a well-oiled machine, cog, whatever. They don't play like a college team. They play like a pro team.
Yeah. Like,
and that's probably the biggest difference between them.
I'm talking about both of them, girls and boys. I don't know which one he's referring to at that time.
I was referring to the boys. At least the girls, right, the boys, like, yeah. The boys, it's a toss-up. But on, the bro. Boys, they're just whooping ass.
Yeah, the boys are elite. Elite.
The girls, I can see any one of those four teams.
I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised if UConn do not win the national championship.
I would and be only way shocked.
Yeah, me too. Like,
I would be shocked. They're minus 195. That's probably the heaviest favorite someone's been in a long time when I got to the Final Four.
Well, usually, shoot, they don't beat everybody by 30. Are
pretty close. Yeah, I know. Purdue plus 210. Yeah, they beat everybody by 30. It's ridiculous. Usually we get a little, especially with NIL, right? I mean, the playing field's supposed to be leveled. These guys aren't all number one prospects. They're just, they work. Shout out to Danny Hurley. He's a great coach, clearly.
Yes, he is.
Literally. And the woman's side, I you know, South Carolina literally undefeated. Iowa versus UConn's gonna be fireworks. You think NC State's gonna beat South Carolina?
I do. No, I think the woman UConn is gonna beat Iowa. And I think NC State is gonna be South Carolina.
Oh, you're an Iowa hater.
Oh, now I'm a hater. I am.
At least you admit it. And I'm a Iowa, you know, fanboy.
I am. I'm a hater.
Let's
see what they do. Let's see what they do against UConn.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think this is going to be a lot tougher than the LSU game.
Yeah, really. Way more tougher.
Yeah. I'm wondering who's I don't know. Apparently, Bukers is like right up there with Caitlin Clark as the top prospect for this draft, too. The WNBA draft is right after the season ends. It's April 15th.
We know who the number one pick is. Let's not get this twisted now. We're enjoying sports. The best player in college play out. Like, let's not flutter things out there to change people's minds. And make
Caitlin Clark,
bets.
You're saying.
Caitlin Clark is the number one pick of the draft, people. If you want to bet,
Caitlin
Clark is the number one pick of the draft. I don't give a fuck how much hype she's getting.
She might go to the this big three, though.
Bro, it doesn't even matter. You know what? She'll be still the first player pick. And I was her. I would change the game. I would sign with the big three first.
Yeah.
That way they have my rights, and then I can negotiate, all right, this number one pick. But you're getting to make $5 million for 8 weeks, well, basically 10 weeks if you make the playoffs in the championship. Bro, it's some kind of way that the WNBA need to make that happen because they look good for the WNBA as far as trying to make sure, hey, look, if something out there that you can go and get paid, we want you going to get paid. Like,
yeah,
totally agree with that.
By the way, I'm just getting word. She's
going to score fucking 10 points, but.
Paige, change her last name from Bukers to Beckers. I didn't get the memo.
What?
So, it's now Paige Beckers. So, Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark coming up. Shouldn't change your name like that. That's fucked up. Yeah, if you're Caitlin Clark, I don't know. You got to chase the bag, right? But we can't talk about this. She's got to play UConn. First things first.
Got to get a bag.
But the draft is April 15th, and they start playing in May. That's nuts. What? You get like 48 hours to decide if you want to stay in college or go to the WNBA, and then you got to hop right into a game. You don't even get to finish college. These girls are students. Duh, in the middle of a lecture, they're getting drafted. The schedule is nutty.
Come on, bro. And we need to pay them a little bit more money. How do we get these girls more money? They're making more money in college than they make it in the NBA. I mean, WNBA. I know. Come on, y'all.
So the WNBA has lost money every year since they started. So clearly, we got to market it different. We got to do something different.
Hey, you know what? Call us over here on Bet Online, and we'll help y'all with y'all money problems.
Salaries.
Maybe we can put in a little gambling in the WNBA sponsors. Now it might all come to fruition. You know what I mean? Then the girls get more money. Hey, call us. Yeah. Here, Zach and Peck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet Online. Maybe do like a 2-on-2 tournament. Peck and Zach.
Let's go, Pete. Let's go, Zach.
Caitlin and Paige.
We definitely not losing.
No. I'm giving you the ball.
We do that for charity. Let's do that for charity.
I'm sitting in the corner.
But would they have fucking time, though? You probably had to catch them on the offseason, bro.
There is no offseason. You got to go from the championship to the draft. You got to skip school, probably fail, and then
play in school.
And then play.
And then get locked up in Russia for a gram of weed.
And then get locked up in goddamn Russia.
Oh. Fuck going on.
That's the goddamn schedule. You play in college. You fail school because you can't fucking attend. You go to the draft. You play, and then you go to Russia and you get fucking arrested. And then they let out a criminal mastermind for you. Is you're a dumbass and brought some weed to fucking Russia? God damn it!
Come on.
How is that a fair trade? A terrorist for Brittany Griner? Who approved that?
Help. Hey, weed is. Natural herbs. Brittany, I love you. It's not your fault. But, like, can we help?
I would have gotten you freed. Let's help I would have gotten you free without letting out a terrorist. That's for damn sure. All right? I don't know how many people got killed because of that. That was nuts.
Are you Biden or Trump? You better be
decisions,
Trump if you was going to get her out.
Or Biden. RFK Jr., another guy coming up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's pretty cool. Have you heard him? He's jacked as hell.
Keep going, bro. Come on, bro.
He's putting up 225.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I think all that's funny and good stuff. On a serious note.
On a serious note, we lost. Yeah, bro. We lost a good one.
Yeah.
We lost a good one. And I speak on it first for being in the league while we play together. Funny ass dude, bro. Like, you always knew what you was going to get with him. Like, he's either in or out. And, like, I'll tell you this story. When he quit at halftime, I text him. I'm like, man, what the fuck are you doing? You can't quit on your team. He sent me a video. I still got the video. He's like, hey, Pat, when it ain't in your heart no more, you just got to let it go. They use me anyway. And I'll never forget this, but, like, man, gone too soon, and we got to use our resources and pick up this phone, bro, when people are going through shit. Like, I know it's easy to say and easy to do, but it's, and us being in the platform that we in, sometimes we got to answer these calls that we ain't answering. Because it could be life or death, or it could be that we're saving somebody or helping somebody. But this one touched home right here, man. 35 years old. He also played with Pat. And he also played with D-Butt. So, yeah, this is a sad situation.
Yeah.
My prayers go out to the family, his brother. And
of course.
Praying for you, brother. That's all I can say, praying for the family.
Yeah.
Regardless of football, I'm talking about genuine fucking person, though.
Yeah.
Who cares about football? Because that's what we just do. But, like, when you meet people and know people that are really, like, genuine good people, they hard to come across. And he was one of those genuine fucking, I mean, just a great person to me.
Yeah. And 35 is way, way, way too young to go. Rest in peace. Prayers go out to him and his family. That story about him retiring high will always be remembered.
Yeah.
That's etched in stone. Legendary moment that will never be forgotten. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, it was funny.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I'm out of here. Halftime. Pew.
Yeah. Takes a special person to do that. So,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, prayers go out to him and his family. His brother, Vernon Davis. Yeah. That's about all we can say.
Well, and we hate to end this on this type of note, but this is the Zach and Pack show.
You deserved a shout out. This was the Zach and Pack show.
And y'all can catch us at Zach and Pack. Smell me? Okay.
This has been Running It Back with Pack and Zach, presented by Bet Online.